Welcome back. Tony Robbins here. Listen, what'd you think of that slaying of the limited state? That breakthrough that could happen in a heartbeat? That clicking the switch again when polarity is there? Use the skills you learned in the last tape. Don't just listen to it, and ideally watch it on film, because then you can see the subtle changes that happen in people's bodies that shift our communication. So what are we going to work on in this audio version or this film? Well, this one is about finding your true passion, the power of honesty in action. Now, when I tell people honesty in a relationship, you say, come on, Tony, honesty? I'm an honest person. Well, I'm sure that's true, but here's a question I want you to answer. Can you be an honest person but not be honest in the moment? See, so many of us are so clear we're such an honest person, but we don't notice how we're being in that moment. We kind of let it slide. And in an intimate relationship, honesty is everything, because it's the basis of intimacy, as we've already talked about. But real honesty means getting to the true core and expressing what's there. And I can tell you, in any relationship in the beginning where I was weak, where I was just trying to please somebody, I would give up my own feelings and not express them. Now, when I say honesty, I don't mean just lashing at somebody and saying, I'll tell you the truth. Here's how I really feel. You're screwed up. That's not honesty. That's you being a jerk. Honesty is getting to the truth within yourself and then from a heartfelt place, expressing it. The hardest part for most people is when they're trying to be honest, they're not sure what's true because they have mixed feelings. In fact, what makes most relationships insane, what makes you crazy, is you're getting mixed messages from your partner. On the one hand, they're saying, I love you. On the other hand, they got this harsh tone of voice. On the one hand, they say, I can't wait to see you tonight. But when you come home, they ignore you. You know, they tell you they love you unconditionally, but the first time you do something, they go berserk and won't talk to you. This is known as a double bind. When you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. This is a film about that kind of relationship and how it can be resolved to get to the truth, to release the passion and release the love, to create a relationship that really matters. And it's based on something that is beautiful and something that's real. In this one, I'm in a seminar on the Gold Coast of Australia, and I'm doing Date with Destiny, our most deep and powerful 7-day program, which includes a day completely committed to relationship. Each of the days have a different focus, discovering, for example, what are the beliefs and values that control every thought, feeling, and emotion that shapes your life? And it's different for every person. What do you value most? What are your rules? And then deciding what they need to be. But there's a major focus in the seminar on intimate relationship, and I haven't gotten to it yet. Instead, I like to show why people make themselves crazy. And so I invariably will ask in every one of these seminars, who here is suicidal? And it sounds like I'm being off the cuff, but I'm doing it deliberately. Because anytime you're in a room of several thousand people from 30 or 40 nations, you can count there's at least 5 or 6 or more people that are suicidal. Doesn't matter if you're in a business environment, in a family environment. It's mind-boggling, but it's true. And so sure enough, people raise their hand. And then I'm playful to break the pattern, and I'm looking for someone who's a great example. And then I bring them on stage usually to show how their beliefs and the rules of their life make it impossible, which makes them stressed, angry, in so much pain or hurt that they think dying would be less painful than living. And then I show them how to change it. Well, this case turned out to be a bit different. This one raised her hand and said that she was suicidal. And the reason was because she felt like she can't leave her husband and she can't stay. If she leaves him, she feels like she's abandoned him and she's a terrible person in essence. And if she stays, she's miserable. But at the same time, like Tawny in the first film, she's also getting some of her needs met, but certainly not enough to be happy, enough to make herself insane and crazy and to truly be suicidal. What you're going to find is the unconscious intent, and you're going to find that she was giving her husband double messages. Part of it is no one teaches us how to pick our partners. That's another subject that'll be coming up. But we get into a relationship and then we don't know how to get to the honesty to either get out or